All right. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome back to 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. My name's Dave. I've got gray hair. I've got a gray beard. I've got glasses like the guy in the artwork. And yes, yes, indeedy, I have a green shirt like that. How are you today? Hope you're doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Central Florida. Yesterday was a great day. I hope you're having a great day where you are. Here the sun is shining. It's going to be about 80 degrees. I know up north it's not quite that warm yet, but this is a weird spring, isn't it? Yeah, it just seems weird to me. We're really not warm enough like we're supposed to up north. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about today with you is just a conversation between you and me, right? I talked yesterday about changes and some of the things that I was looking to do soon. You know, start that exploratory time in my life where I'm looking at for the next chapter. Because in my little world, my life is kind of like a book. I've had a lot of chapters in my book. You know, I had the Port Huron years up in Port Huron, Michigan. That's a chapter. Well, that's actually a couple of chapters. You know, and then you have the first marriage. There's a chapter. The first divorce. Then you have living alone again, or going on with the next chapter of my life, which was the airline industry. And then when I left the airline industry, I left that married again to number two, another chapter of my life. And it can be broken up. Those chapters can be broken up into subchapters, or this could be a whole work of a book, you know, like a continuing thing where each new part of my life is a new book. But it's time to start thinking about that, not last chapter, but that chapter of where is it all gonna come to the point of retirement and or not working as hard. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I don't think that I will ever completely retire. If you remember COVID-19, oh my gosh. I was furloughed from Disney and then laid off, separated from the company. My department didn't come back and there really wasn't any place for us to go. So they laid off about 35,000 in a month. And I was one of them. Now, I was lucky. I was able to get rehired and go back to a position that I had in the very beginning of my career, which was a bus driver. But I was out of work for about a year in total, between the furlough and the layoff and looking for a job and then getting the rehire, which the rehire process, to be 100% honest with you, took longer than it ever did before. And part of that is because you're not going in now to meet with a recruiter or anything like that. It's all done over the phone. All the interviews are done through Zoom. Then they got to check your background, even though I don't even gone a year. Doesn't matter. They want to make sure you're still a good person to be working there. So, it took a while, but it was about a year total that I was out of work. And I burned through a lot of my savings that I had, which, and my retirement, because I needed to live. You know, I had bills to pay and I had, you know, I had to live, I had to eat, and I had to, continue on with life. So those are things that change. And I'm coming to the point now where, I think I mentioned it yesterday, I'm very frustrated with going to work, with the hours that I'm working. And I dread it some days. I just dread it. like I said yesterday, I don't hate the people. I don't hate the people I work with or for. It's just the hours. They are just, they aren't conducive to having a real life. So I'm looking to change. So I'm looking to change that. I'm going to do some research and go, like I said yesterday, going to go over to the coast and do and look at some places to live and do all that fun stuff and get away from here for a couple of days and get a refreshed mind. I had considered leaving today, but I haven't made enough contacts over there yet to have a plan. You know what I mean? I want to go see some places. So I've got to set up a time to do that, you know, and they want to schedule it. And so I'm figuring three a day, maybe four might be pushing it. So I'm thinking about maybe leaving tomorrow, Thursday at the latest to head over that way. You know, today realistically is the first day of my vacation. Yesterday and the day before were just my regular days off. But today is the first day of my regular vacation. And I also want to enjoy myself besides doing this. So yesterday went out to dinner with some friends. And we had a nice time and we went to a place that the three of us hadn't been to in years. And we realized that when we got there, it was quite nice. We went to a place in Celebration, Florida called the Celebration Town Tavern. And it's kind of a Boston atmosphere there. And you know, they got all the Boston type things, you know, all the seafood stuff that I don't eat. There's a couple of things about seafood that not eating seafood that in my mind are cheaper. I'm not paying for lobster or shrimp or any of that kind of fun stuff. I couldn't tell you what that costs. Now, I have had smoked salmon before and I'm okay with that. My friend Dave, he says, hey, you got to come over and try. He does this smoked salmon, I guess, or his, I don't know. He says it's really, really good, and so does his wife. So, but anyways, we'll find out one day. We'll find out. But, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes guy, not a fish guy. Fish guy. Fish Dave. Doesn't go with gray hair, Dave. It was funny. I got there first, and I got us a table. I told the person that to... At the reception desk, I said, I'm expecting two more people. They should be here shortly. Just, you know, tell them to go to the, take them to the table for gray hair Dave. Person behind the desk said, okay, didn't really get it. But when my friends got there, they got it because they came in and they said, hey, we're looking. Oh, are you looking for gray hair Dave's table? Kind of like, you know, great. My persona is a big shot, you know. It was fun, but you know, that's the way I was yesterday. I was in a goofy mood and having a good time with my friends. And we all had a wonderful evening. And I, of course, you know, that ends, they go home. I go home and I had some fun at home. And then I went to bed like everybody else does. But, those are the changes that I'm looking to do. If you've done that to where you've gone from where you are in life and you've changed, you're saying, okay, I'm coming close to retirement, which is what this is, folks. I'm pushing myself to retire and actually semi-retire. I can't fully retire. I'm going to keep doing this because I really like this. I'm going to continue to do the editing. I'm going to try and find more editing customers. And if I can find a few more editing customers, I can do away with the other income. No, I could live comfortably on the income I get from my Social Security and, you know, a couple of pensions that I have, but having something to do is also just as important as having extra money because you got to have something to do. I'm a firm believer. I've seen too many people who don't have hobbies or don't, you know, they come home and then within a year they're dead from retirement. Because they just don't do anything. They just sit around the house. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be dead at 68 years old. You know, I don't. Or 70, whatever it is. You know, I was going to try and stay 10 years at Disney. I think my plans have changed a little bit on that. But, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. But anyway, so that's what's happening. But if things have changed for you and you've gone through this to where you've said, okay, I'm retiring or I'm semi-retiring, I'm moving. If you've done that, do me a favor, please. Leave me a message on my website, 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's the number 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave. Let me know what the process was you went through. Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it? Are you happy that you did? You know, and I have a unique situation. It's not completely unique, folks, because there are lots of folks out there who do not have kids or grandkids, but I'm one of those. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend right now. I don't have my own kids because we've talked about that. Number two and I never had kids. One and I tried very, very hard, but it didn't work. And number two and I couldn't because it was already too late for that. And I hold nothing against either of my wives for that, by the way, folks. Not their fault, not my fault, just the way God intended it, I believe. He said, Dave, you need to be a vagabond or something like that. See, now I got to go look the word up. I don't remember what exactly. But anyway, what was it like for you? Leave me a message, please. Let me know. And folks, don't forget, tell your friends about me if you would. 5 minutes with Gray Hair Dave. I'd like to have a few more listeners, be a little more intimate with a few more listeners and help them find out what's going on in Gray Hair Dave's life and what's going on in their own life. Hopefully this makes you remember things. It brings back memories. That's part of what we're doing here. Part of exactly what we're doing here, you and I. Also, if your friends don't know how to listen to a podcast or what a podcast is, do me a favor, please. Let them know. Show them how. Show them how to download a podcast app. Show them how to find a podcast called 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave on that podcasting app. Save it for them. Have them follow me. I'd appreciate that. All podcasters would. So from Dave down here in Central Florida, Gray Hair Dave, as a matter of fact, that's it for today, folks, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye, and smile for somebody, will you? The more you smile, the better you feel. Bye.